Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, noted Nevada historian Stan Payer talks about the Obama designation of a national monument, and he's not happy. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Liz McMenamin and Ty Cobb. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Stanley Payer. He is a Nevada historian and author, publisher. He's most famous for Nevada ghost towns and mining camps, but he's been the publisher of hundreds of books, the author of so many, and his latest book is called Nevadans, The Spirit of the Silver State. And before we get into this, I'm reading a newspaper this morning, and whose letter to the editor pops up? Stanley Payer. So you're a little irritated about what happened with the Basin and Range National Monument. 704,000 acres, the president put it into effect in the last couple of weeks. And you say it's not about preserving anything. It's about Yucca Mountain.
That's true, because there are other areas in Nevada that are far more worthy of expressing basin and range, valleys and mountains. Eastern Nye County, northern Elko County, and northern Humboldt would have been far more representative of both natural life, natural resources, and what basin range is all about.
Now, you've been out there. You write in your letter that you've been out there, and you say there's not that much out there that's worth being a monument.
That's true. That's true. A couple of ghost towns that are far below average in so far as size, some abandoned mines, three or four petroglyph sites, and that rock art site is worthy, but it's already being maintained by the BLM.
So, and that's the project called The City?
No, that would be on State Route 318, a little bit north of Hyco. It's nice. But there are other sites just like that rock art site throughout Nevada.
Okay, what, have you been to the city?
No, I have not. And I was told that it was private, so I've stayed away from the city.
Okay, how much time do you spend out in rural Nevada?
Each year, I would say I camp out about 32 nights a year. Even after these ghost town books have come out, I still love being out there, enjoying the sunrise and exploring, hiking, four-wheeling throughout the day till about 3 o'clock, come back into camp with my friends and prepare the evening meal, start the campfire and tell stories, and then listen to the evening sounds and go to sleep.
You know, your book, The Spirit of the Silver State, is quite remarkable. I was reading through it last night. I obviously didn't read the entire book, but I did leaf through the entire book. You cover everything about Nevada in this book, and yet this is not a recreation of your previous books.
That's true. It's sort of the culmination of a career, Sam, in that I have written 29 books. And the first one was Nevada Ghost Town Mining Camps. It's practically in nearly every Nevada home. And this is the last large project of my life. I can see that. Oh, yes, there'll be smaller ones. Maybe there would be less than 100 pages. This thing is 300 pages. There's a biography of a famous newspaper man. I want to do that. But it would be less than 100 pages, as well as a portrait of a teamster in Death Valley who I interviewed for about 6 hours. He just told story after story, showing life in those times. And third would be another project of a court reporter from San Francisco catching the train to near Elko, catching stages and sleighs to go all the way to Pioche to be the court reporter for a famous trial between the two largest Pioche mines.
Well, what I found interesting was that this book covers so many different areas. I mean, you're talking about historic Nevada, but you're also talking about what happened with the sesquicentennial last year. So it's all the way up to date. You talk about Las Vegas and Reno, when Reno was the biggest city, and when Las Vegas took over. The width of this book is just so broad. It's amazing.
Well, thank you, Sam. There was a transition late in 1950s when Las Vegas people down there had the foresight of building hotels, resorts, ranch style, you know, 1, 2, 3 stories high at the most. And Reno never did catch up after that.
Well, do you get the sense? Because this is what I felt, because I came to Reno in 1978. And what I felt was that Reno never wanted to be like Las Vegas. It wanted to have its own character. It wanted to have the casinos, but it didn't want to be, you know, only a casino town. And with diversification, it's actually accomplished that, I would say at this point in time, very well. But Las Vegas was just growing like a weed. But with these unbelievable properties. But we wouldn't have had the water to sustain those properties.
Yes, that's true. Las Vegas had Lake Mead, which has plenty of water, and the climate. Las Vegas has the palm trees and the traffic congestion. But Reno is still a good entity in itself. I moved here in 1982 permanently from Las Vegas, and I love Reno and the surroundings. It's just a great area.
You know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago was that, and even before I moved to Nevada, was that Las Vegas wasn't just all glitz and glamour. It was a real community.
Yeah, that's true. We talk about, where is the real Nevada? Well, the real Nevada is in a drugstore in Ely and McGill, a Basque restaurant in Winnemucca, Wingfield Park and Art Town in Reno, and on the corner of Tropicana Boulevard and Las Vegas Boulevard on the Strip. It's everywhere. This is all comprising Nevada as it is today.
All right, let's take a break. More with Stanley Payer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stanley Payer. His latest book is Nevadans, The Spirit of the Silver State. Again, it was interesting to me as I read through the book that you added all these other people to write pieces in the book. Where did that idea come from?
Well,
notable people across the state.
Yes, an all-star lineup, like Guy Crifton and Frank Mullen of Reno, John Smith and Myron Boards of Las Vegas and others. I found, Sam, that way back in December of 2013, I wanted to do the project. But by May or June of 14, I saw I would not finish in time for October 31st, the birthday of Nevada. And so I enlisted 26 others to write various things. For instance, how Las Vegas promoted itself, business and industry, the convention business, tourism. And some of these I wrote myself, but with their help, I got the book out on time. And Sam, here's the great thing about it. I asked 28 people to write segments for this book. 26 people said yes. Half of these people I never met in my whole life, and they are true red-blooded Nevadans.
One of the things that I thought was very interesting was you writing about prostitution as it came to the West. And I thought that was very interesting. You want to recount some of the stories there?
Well, prostitution was an integral part of the mining camps. So Nevada in its first 50 years was really a history, is really a development of gold and silver mining, some copper, throughout Nevada. And mining camps would spring up nearby, and there was always a house of prostitution or prostitution district nearby.
Who was your favorite governor?
I would say Paul Laxalt. But there were many other good ones. Michael Callahan and Governor Ross Miller did so much for the state. So.
Now you mean Bob Miller.
That's right, Bob Miller. Excuse me.
You're thinking future here, potentially.
Yes, that's right.
And it's an anointment right here from Stanley Payer.
True. I think he's destined to give it a serious look.
Okay, if somebody had never been to Nevada, what would you say to them would be a perfect week-long trip for them to understand Nevada?
I would say with only 3 days, if you're from in the Reno area, perhaps even in your modern car, go out toward Lovelock and go up in the hills there and look at some of the mining camps near there. Go out to Berlin Ikisar State Park. It's paved all except for the last 3 miles, sort of to give the idea of the old times when all roads were unpaved. And look at Lake Tahoe, obviously, the East Shore. And stick around Reno at night and enjoy the nightlife. That would be a nice 3-day weekend.
When you look at Las Vegas and the current boom that is underway, it's not up yet, but I mean $2.5 billion for the convention center, the Genting project, $4 billion, maybe in the end $7 billion.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many times Las Vegas has reinvented itself and keeps pushing forward into the future.
That's true, and this story is best told by Myron Borders in the book. It's the best piece in the book. How Las Vegas over and over and over took advantage of every little thing to become the international city it is today. I mean, all the way from before World War II and during World War II days, the early Western modern splendor. And Henderson nearby got the basic magnesium plants. Even before then, the building of Hoover Boulder Dam, gateway to Boulder Dam. In the 1950s, the atomic city, when the Atomic Energy Commission moved into southern Nye County, Las Vegas took advantage of that. And all the way through, up into modern times, Las Vegas has had the best promoters that the world's ever seen.
What do you think about with Northern Nevada now? Because we did go through a bit of a lull, but now Tesla has got the name of Reno on everybody's lips around the world.
Yeah, that's true, and it's great. It'll be a nice boom for Reno, and we deserve it. It would be nice that if Las Vegas never had more than 2/3 of the population of Nevada. It's a city that grew too big too fast, but now we have a chance to do some catching up.
Okay, you're talking about Las Vegas grew too big too fast.
I think so. I was born and raised there, and I had a great childhood. And during high school days and developing my business, Nevada Publications. But with what's happened the last 30 years, I would like to have seen slower but steady growth.
Okay, well, it's going to continue to grow, that's for sure.
That's true.
The book is Nevadans, The Spirit of the Silver State. The author is Stanley Paya. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for this wonderful book.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Enya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Enya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
What do a NASCAR driver,
a comedian,
and a professional golfer have in common?
We talked to our doctors about treatment with Xarelto. Xarelto has proven to treat and help reduce the risk of DVT and PE blood clots.
Xarelto has also been proven to reduce the risk of stroke in people with AFib not caused by a heart valve problem.
For people with AFib currently well managed on warfarin, there is limited information on how Xarelto and warfarin compare in reducing the risk of stroke.
I tried warfarin before, but the blood testing routine and dietary restrictions had me off my game.
Not this time.
That was Xarelto.
I'll have another Arnold Palmer.
Make mine a Kevin Nealon.
Really, Brian?
Hey, safety first.
Like all blood thinners, don't stop taking Xarelto without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of a blood clot or stroke. While taking, you may bruise more easily, and it may take longer for bleeding to stop. Xarelto may increase your risk of bleeding if you take certain medicines. Xarelto can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Get help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling. If you have had spinal anesthesia while on Xarelto, watch for back pain or any nerve or muscle-related signs or symptoms. Do not take Xarelto if you have an artificial heart valve or abnormal bleeding. Tell your doctor before all planned medical or dental procedures. Before starting Xarelto, tell your doctor about any kidney, liver, or bleeding problems.
Xarelto has been prescribed more than 11 million times in the U.S., and that number's growing.
Like your guys' scores.
With Xarelto, there is no regular blood monitoring and no known dietary restrictions.
Treatment with Xarelto was the right move for us.
Ask your doctor about Xarelto.
This This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Ty Cobb is here, former Special Assistant to President Reagan for National Security Affairs, and Elizabeth Menneman, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So, Ty, you know, you always look at these international affairs with consideration for what it means to the United States. And the thaw between the United States and Cuba, what do you think the benefits will be for Nevada?
Well, enormous. I think, Sam, that right away this will enrich Hot August Nights, give us access to all of those vehicles that have been perfectly maintained for 50 years in Cuba.
You know, it's really stunning.
I think this was all a plot by the head of Hot August Nights to get access to those cars.
And for our friends in Southern Nevada that may not know, this is a huge event that happens in Northern Nevada.
Right.
And it's 6,000 entries of all these classic cars. But yeah, it really is quite amazing. The aftermarket parts business is going to go through
right.
the roof. I also wanted to congratulate you on your comments on the Iran deal. That has taken so much heat from so many conservatives. You are obviously a conservative, and yet you put this into pretty simple terms. Would you explain to our audience briefly your reasoning for supporting the president's position?
Yeah, this was part of a debate I had with a former colleague, Al Meyer, who's now chairman of the Israel Project. My key points were that this agreement with Iran provides the most intrusive inspection regime with extensive verification that's not been witnessed in previous agreements. And it calls for Iran to essentially totally dismantle its capability of rapidly building a nuclear weapon. These were the goals. These were accomplished. My other key point was that the administration somehow managed to keep this group, the P5 plus one, that's China and Russia and France and Germany, United States, all together in negotiating with Iran. We've, especially Russia and China, staying on board. Now that we've achieved the objective, if the agreement fails, then I say, what next? All of these countries are going to say, well, the hell with you. We're going to go trade with Iran. Iran's oil exports will surge to the world's market. It will enjoy about $100 billion infusion right away, and we'll be left out in the cold. There is no other realistic option in my mind, certainly not military action.
No, not at all. Okay, changing the topic because we moved to Liz, who's going, thank you, Sam.
You know, so I'm impressed. I learned a lot just sitting on your show this morning, Sam. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, if you send me the article in a form I can post on our website.
Our National Security Forum website, sure.
Yeah, I will post that. I wanted to ask you about Andy Matthews from NPRI getting into the race against Michael Robeson for CD3. You know, it's going to be really interesting because Andy Matthews is as fiscally conservative as they come, and he's going to run against Michael Robeson for this huge tax increase. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, you know, I think this is a great ploy on his part. I hope that he has some traction and is able to raise money to run against Senator Robeson.
But you've seen the names on the board of NPRI. They're not people who are without money.
Right. And I'm hoping that this does move forward because it would actually put a conservative in the race. Senator Robeson is anything but conservative with his actions this last session and pushing forward with the governor the largest tax increase our state has ever seen and implementing a corporate income tax, which is detrimental to the business in the state. So, you know, I give him kudos. I think it's a good move, and I hope to see. I don't know where retail will come as far as supporting him, but at this point in time, I like the idea.
Well, retail won't support him at all because it's a federal race.
Yeah, we don't get into federal races, but I like the fact that he's running against Senator Robeson.
Okay, and Retail Association does not.
No position.
So this is your personal opinion.
I think one thing on that, though, Sam, is that I think Andy Matthews is very personable. He's mm-hmm. going to have the monetary backing to win the primary. Remember, that's a district that's very demographically divided evenly. And next year, the Democrats will be out in drove with Hillary, presumably, as
but who is their candidate?
That's a good point.
So I think for a far-right very conservative Republican to win in that district next year could be difficult.
But let me ask you this, though. Where's the Democratic candidate? We don't have one yet in that race.
That's right. They will be coming out with one.
We got tons of Democrats in CD4, but not in CD3.
We're well over a year away, a year and a half away from, you know, this, or a year and 3 months from this election. You know,
You're not helping the show, Ty. Patience is not a virtue right here.
I'll be very bold and say I think the Democrats will have a candidate.
Yes, probably a good one.
Probably one who will be in the center, because they know that they have the Democratic, the left, liberal vote, and so they just need to siphon off the middle road.
That's a very good point, but I'm glad to see that somebody is running against an underrepresented at this point in time.
Particularly Andy Masters. I think he's so eloquent, and he's going to make a very strong statement on the good fiscal conservatism.
Can you have super PACs in races like this?
Why not?
I'm just asking.
I don't know any reason.
Because it would seem that there are enough people with money who are not happy with the governor that could put in significant funds to make this a competitive race, because Senator Robeson will certainly have huge fiscal backing.
Yeah, Sam, no matter what the vehicle is, whether it's a super PAC or it's a normal means of funding, the conservative candidates in all of these races will have sufficient funds to make their campaign extremely winnable.
All right, that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you both
very much.
We'll be right back.
It's the off-the-wall invoice sale at Michael Hull Subaru. Invoices are posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the invoice off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back-and-forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? 1 out of 4 satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to 4 rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
It's the off-the-wall invoice sale at Michael Hull Subaru. Invoices are posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the invoice off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back-and-forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
On our next broadcast, the Chancellor will join us, Dan Klage. We'll see you then.